News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Left parties will today hold a nationwide protest against the amended citizenship law and the National Register of Citizens. CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechury on Wednesday issued a statement in this regard on behalf of left parties. He called on all district committees to mobilize their workers to protest the unconstitutional moves of the government. Citizenship in the constitution is not linked to religion, and by doing so, they are deepening the communal poison between people, spreading violence and hatred when there is already a surfeit of this in the country, Yechury said. In this atmosphere, instead of addressing the livelihood issues of the people, the government is hell-bent on dividing people on divisive lines, the left leader said. He also said that the attacks on students cannot be allowed and called on people to join the protest. I'm appealing to you to come and join in large numbers the protest march of the left parties, which will join the citizens' march against the CAA and the NRC. These measures are very decisive steps taken by the Modi Shah government to disrupt the unity of our people and undermine our constitution, Yechury said. In Delhi, left parties will begin their march from Mandi House and join the citizens' protest at Shaheed Park, led by AISA and Swaraj India Chief Yogendra Yadav. All schools in Uttar Pradesh's Ghaziabad and Gautam Budh Nagar districts will remain closed today and tomorrow due to cold weather conditions, officials said. Separate orders to this effect were issued by the administrations of the two adjoining districts on Wednesday evening. All government and private schools across Noida and Greater Noida have been directed to remain shut over the next 2 days due to cold weather, Gautam Budh Nagar District Magistrate B.N. Singh told PTI. Ghaziabad DM Ajay Shankar Pandey said, classes from nursery to 12th will remain closed due to cold wave conditions. Cold weather conditions persisted in the region on Wednesday, with the minimum temperature in Noida, Greater Noida and Ghaziabad hovering around 10 degrees Celsius. According to the India Meteorological Department, dense fog is very likely in isolated pockets over western UP in the morning hours today. And during the House floor debate ahead of Wednesday evening's historic impeachment vote, Representative Barry Loudermilk compared President Donald Trump to Jesus Christ, claiming that the president has been treated less fairly by Democrats than Jesus was just before his crucifixion. I rise today in opposition not only to these articles of impeachment, but in strong opposition to the process that has brought us to this point, Loudermilk declared during his House speech, adding, our founders knew a government without constraints could accuse anyone of any crime at any time, even without compelling evidence. Noting that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said last month that Trump should provide evidence to prove his innocence in the impeachment inquiry, Loudermilk said that the Constitution also guarantees that the accused can call witnesses to testify on their behalf. Claiming that Trump and Republicans were continually denied that right throughout this process, the Georgia lawmaker groused that Democrats have prevented the president from both questioning the so-called whistleblower and finding out the person's identity. Before you take this historic vote today, 1 week before Christmas, keep this in mind, Loudermilk exclaimed. When Jesus was falsely accused of treason, Pontius Pilate gave Jesus the opportunity to face his accusers. During that sham trial, Pontius Pilate afforded more rights to Jesus than Democrats afforded this president in this process, he concluded. And Rohit Sharma, captivated with his languid brilliance in company of an equally graceful KL Rahul, before Kuldeep Yadav topped it up with a hat-trick in India's series-leveling 107-run victory against the West Indies in the second one-day on Wednesday. The Indian vice-captain hit his 28th ODI 100, 159 off 138 balls, and added 227 for the opening stand with fellow centurion Rahul, 102 off 104 balls, as India put up an imposing 387 for 5 in 50 overs. Rishabh Pant, 39 off 16 balls, and Shreyas Iyer's 53 off 32 balls, thoroughly entertaining 72-run stand in only 4 overs, also provided the impetus required during a final flourish. In reply, the West Indies, who looked good at 192 for 3 in the 30th over, were bowled out for 280 in 43.3 overs. It was Mohammad Shami with 3 for 39 in 7.3 overs who removed the dangerous Nicholas Puran, who scored 75 of 47 balls, and skipper Kyron Pollard for 0 of successive deliveries to spark a West Indies collapse. Kuldeep, 3 for 52 in 10 overs, then removed the dogged Shea Hope, who scored 78 of 85 balls, Jason Holder for 11, and Alzari Joseph for naught of successive deliveries to seal the issue in favour of India. This was his second hat-trick in ODIs. He became the first Indian player to claim two hat-tricks in international cricket. On a shirt front of a track, West Indies was never going to make a comeback after losing 5 wickets for 18 runs, and it was only a matter of time before India ended their 4-match losing streak at home. The decider will now be played at Cuttack on December 22. It was a rare failure for skipper Virat Kohli, who went for 0, but the capacity crowd at the YSR ACA VDCA stadium was not disappointed as Pant and Iyer hit 8 sixes between them in a span of 4 overs to ensure the score went past 375. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.